I mean, I would think that the figures that have been announced nationwide are into double figures in the reduction of taxis that are available. I certainly would be well aware of a number of local operators that would have left the industry in the last number of years. And while some of them have been replaced, others have not. So yes, that would be reflected locally as well.
Now, it doesn't take away from the fact that we still need a taxi service and an adequate one here in the Northwest. What can be done to entice people into the job, do you think?
I think there are a number of factors. I know at the moment to access the market, to access the industry, you must invest heavily in a vehicle that reaches certain standards. They must all be accessible vehicles, which I'm not against. I think the incentive for people entering the industry, I think the government certainly needs to be looked at in more detail. There needs to be some incentive for drivers to work at night. I certainly don't think that they're adequate at the moment. Personally, I can only speak for ourselves who employ a number of taxi drivers for nighttime services. And it's very difficult to get, as it is across the whole service industry. I'm aware of a lot of people who are working in the service industry that operate everything from taxis to the pubs, clubs, restaurants. There's a shortage of workers across the service industry. People seem to be unwilling or to work the late night shifts, the early hours of the morning, and it's some great difficulty. So I think across the board, there needs to be incentives put in place to encourage people to come into the industry, to work in the industry. It's rewarding. It's very rewarding for those that are in it. Those many of them like it, but it's something that needs to be reviewed so that there's an incentive for people to come into the industry.